be Wormy, of course. But this is thank you time. I'd like to say thank you to the Whitroy Festival Committee for having their faith in me to produce, well, get this thing on the road tonight. I'd also like to say a very great thank you.
Really?
To all the theatre staff who've made it possible, the bar staff, people who saw you in, a very, very big thank you to the Invictus Jazz Band, who, as always, have produced a good, just like that. I don't really care whether you enjoyed it or not, I did, and I didn't pay. But seriously, I mean, Alan walked in tonight, they got together out the back there for about 5 minutes, blew a few notes, and it all came together. Quite amazing. So, you know, on behalf of you all, and thank you very, very much for coming tonight, because without you, it wouldn't have happened. You know, they had a modern jazz concert here earlier this week. They had bouncers, they were throwing people in. But seriously, I'd like to say a very big thank you to Alan Eldon, not only for playing here tonight, but for taking the trouble to walk down to the bar and sort of meet the people during the interval. I paid for it. Seriously, it's a very, very nice cut, and thanks Alan very much indeed. We hope you'll come back again some other time.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow might be difficult. But anyway, I'm sure they're going to play at least 1, 2, 4, 5 numbers. So, ladies and gentlemen, Alan Eldon and the Invictus Jazz Band, and thank you all very much for coming tonight. Good night.
Thank you. I would just endorse that sentiment about the band and call for just one more round of applause for a very fine band. I'll just tell you that I was relating a story in the bar earlier, that it is not always so. There is a band that I played with recently, actually it was on the Isle of Wight. There's nobody here from the Isle of Wight, is it? The tuba player wears a hearing aid, nothing wrong with that, you might think. And you would think that he would turn it off between numbers, but he actually turns it off during the numbers. Perhaps he'd heard me play before. And during the first tune, I turned around, the clarinet player was the band leader, and I said, excuse me, the banjo player's broken the string. And he said, he's only ever played with 3 strings. And knowing anything about chords, chords on the banjo are a bit iffy anyway, aren't they? Present company accepted, of course. With 3 strings, nowhere at all. Anyway, it's been a great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put it this way, this is the last number. It's no point in shouting for more afterwards, is there, Kenny? We reckon this is it, because Kenny's been out sweating the slave in, marching, riverboating, shuffling, lips hanging off, and he could have been at home tonight in front of a roaring wife. So it's good night from us. Boy, do I know the feeling. Good night from us, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a tremendous pleasure. We're going to sign off with the Dr. Jazz Stomp. gets me beat. Hello, Santa, give me that potato.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
behalf of all the band, the Victor Jazz Band, and myself, Alan Wilson. Thank you. Keep supporting live music. It's been a pleasure. And until the next time we see you, thank you for coming. And a very good night.
Don't be laughing. I share the same answer. I used to do a few gigs with him, and he used to say, he's one of the gags he used to say was, this is living proof the Grecian 2000 doesn't work. Alan Elston.